Okay, so the Honorable Mr. Michael Joseph will be conducting a hearing now, so that, now that the full board members are present.
Good morning, sir. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency, sir. Could you please state your full name and your ADC number for us for the record, sir?
For Richard LeGrand Goss, ADC number 162805.
Okay, Mr. Goss. I am going to introduce you to the board members conducting your hearing this morning, sir. To my far left, you have the Honorable Luis Quinones. Coming down the line is the Honorable David Neal. In the middle, you have the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who's our board chair. Sir, my name is Michael Johnson. I'm going to be acting as your hearing lead this morning. Also with us, sir, today, representing the Department of Correction, as well as representing your parole officer, is Mr. Westby here. And we also have your parole officer here with us, Mr. Sean Hayes, is also here with us today, sir. Mr. Goss, prior to your hearing today, you received and you signed a notification form that advised you were going to have this boy's hearing today. You recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
Yes, sir.
On that form, sir, you were notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to hire a licensed attorney to represent you at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney, Mr. Goss, or are you representing yourself today, sir?
Represent myself, sir.
Okay, thank you, sir. At this time, Mr. Goss, I'd like to swear you in along with Mr. Westby and Mr. Hayes. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you look so affirmed? Mr. Goss?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Hayes?
Yes, sir. I do.
Okay, sir, your hearing today is going to be conducted in two phases. In phase one, the board will make a determination whether the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, the board will make a determination whether your community supervision have been revoked, should be revoked, or reinstated. We're going to start out in phase one, Mr. Goss. You have two allegations on your warrant, sir. I'm going to read each of those allegations to you. When I read you the allegation, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. The first allegation on your warrant states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 7, as demonstrated by your use of methamphetamine on or about December 4, 2018, per the task GCMS lab report dated December 12, 2018. Sir, is that true or false?
Yes, it is true, sir.
Okay, thank you, sir. The next allegation on the warrant states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 12A, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to enter and successfully complete the Maricopa Reentry Center's substance abuse treatment program at 24601 North 29th Avenue, Phoenix Avenue, Arizona, as directed by Officer Hayes on December 3rd, 2018. Sir, is that true or false?
That is false, sir.
Since you said that's false, I'm going to get some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Westby. Then I'm going to give you the opportunity to discuss that, and then we'll have another opportunity to discuss it further in phase two, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. Mr. Westby?
On December 3rd, 2018, a federal reported to the Security Threat Group, SMI-STG, Unit 801 South 16th Street, Phoenix, Arizona, 85034, in order to be counseled by Unit Supervisor Ginter in regards to the offender's recent self-admission to continuously using meth. The offender was referred to complete substance abuse treatment at the Maricopa Reentry Center, MRC, 24601 North 29th Avenue, Phoenix, Arizona, 85027, and directed to report there by 12 p.m. on 12/4/18. The offender reported to MRC and was discharged from the program on December 13, 2018 due to the offender displaying aggressive behavior towards staff and due to the offender stating he had unverified medical issues. The offender failed to complete the Maricopa Reentry Center Substance Abuse Treatment Program, MRC, 24601 North 29th Avenue, Phoenix, Arizona, 85027, as directed by Officer Hayes on December 3, 2018.
Okay, Mr. Cox, what's not true about that, sir?
Okay, so I went to the MRC program. At the time, I had a broken broken shoulder, a broken collarbone, and a separated AC joint in my right shoulder, and I had physical therapy set up to go to. And so the MRC program will not accept anybody with any medical issues, period, into their programs, only into their sanctioned programs. So I did my sanctions program, which was for, it was only supposed to be for 7 days, but they kept me there for 10 days due to the fact they were trying to figure out if I could go to, if I could have my medical issues, if I could go to outside doctor's appointments there. I signed a medical release to Mr. Sean Hayes while I was there, and they sent it to him to show him that my medical issues are legit. I not only had medical issues for my shoulder, I also have a herniated disc in my lower back that I was doing physical therapy for. And so they would not accept me for that, so they told me to go back to the parole office. And so I went back to the parole, they released me. They didn't kick me out or nothing like that. They just would not accept me into their program due to my medical issues. And so they sent me back to the parole office to go report my parole officer 10 days later. And so I went to the parole office and I waited there for about 4 hours, and they could not get a hold of Mr. Hayes the entire time. And so the supervisor sent me back to here and said, we can't get a hold of your parole officer, we do not know where he's at, and so we're sending you back. And it come to find out my parole officer was at MRC doing training. But I would also like to point out that...
Okay, so Mr. Hayes, Mr. Koss. So you didn't complete the program because of medical issues, is that right?
Because of medical issues, yes. I was there for 10 days or so.
All right,
and they would not accept me in their program due to my medical issues that my parole officer was aware of, nor I went there as well.
Okay, all right. So I'm going to mark that as true, sir, because you didn't complete the program, but the reason for not completing the program was because you had medical issues.
Correct.
Okay. All right. Then, so what I'm going to do is go ahead and move this on to phase two so that we can further discuss this, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. I am going to make a motion based on allegation number one, based on the admission of Mr. Koss, and on allegation number two, I am going to base it on the warrant and the testimony of the parole officer as far as allegation number two goes, but I'm going to move to find that Mr. Koss was delinquent as he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he may have lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed. Okay, motion by my self, second Dr. Wright. Agreed, Mr. Neal, Mr. Quinones. Okay, so we're going to go into phase two of your hearing. During phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate your community supervision. We're going to start out phase two with first getting some additional information from the parole officer. Are you doing it, Mr. Westby, or is Mr. Hayes?
As far as the additional information,
okay.
I will read that. If there's any additional testimony regarding the allegation, Mr. Hayes will do that.
Okay.
September 19th, 2018, Mr. Goss was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections. He was arrested December 13th, 2018 by ADC staff. There were no new charges. He was back in DOC custody on December 13th, 2018, with a projected community supervision end date of June 20th, 2019, 0 days. Current conviction, 2014, dangerous drug violation, 2 counts, each for 5.5 years. He has prior convictions in 2001 for theft, 1 year. 2001, theft of a credit card, 1.5 years. 2003, armed robbery, 6 years. 2003, burglary, second degree, 4 years. 2012, resisting arrest, 1 year. This is his fourth term in DOC. CUIR score 4.4, mental health score 3, substance abuse score 2. STG gang information notes, he's an admitted member of the Peckerwoods and the Aryan Brotherhood, Arizona STG suspect. He has prior terms of supervision in 2002, TIS release of standard, 17 days, read CUCD prior to seeing the BOEC. 2011, TIS release, arrested in tech violation, reinstated by the BOEC. Released and then arrested on a new felony for resisting arrest, revoked by the BOEC. 2013, TIS release completion, 1 month. His disciplinary violations are significant, with drugs, threats, violence, and use of weapons noted. Other arrest, 1996, simple assault, Arizona, juvenile probation. 1997, simple assault, juvenile probation. 1997, aggravated assault, juvenile probation. 1998, robbery, juvenile detention. 1999, forgery, juvenile detention. 2000, stolen property, Arizona, disposition unknown. 2000, ag assault on a peace officer, Arizona, disposition unknown. All other arrests resulted in charges that were dismissed or not filed. His community risk score is a G5B6.
Okay, Mr. Guy, I see that when you were released from prison on September 19th, you were approved to reside at 1741 East Robin Lane in Gilbert, sir. Whose address was that?
That was my mother's address, sir.
Okay, that was your mother's home, all right.
Correct.
Did you work any during that period of time that you were out, sir?
Absolutely. On 9/23, I started working for Upscale Contracting my fourth day out, and I brought my paycheck stubs and my cards to a parole officer then, which was Sean Barmy, which was Officer, I have severe brain damage from a motorcycle accident in 2013, so my memory is not too good on things a lot. But yes, I have it right there in there on upscale contracting. I work, and then they weren't giving me enough hours. So on 10/3, I started working for AYS Arizona Power Washing, and I was working 7 days a week, 12 hours a day, and I broke my shoulder right before Halloween, and that's whenever I started using meds, and because I wasn't working. And then I completed MRC the first time, and then I got out from MRC, I went to go try back to work again because my shoulder was broke and my AC joint was dislocated, and I worked one day and I couldn't do the work of it, so I got another job at Rinse and Shine Car Wash, where the work was easier. And then I got out from MRC. It was whenever Sean Hayes became my parole officer, and they gave me STG sanctions, and I thought they'd given a reason why. And so my first meeting with Sean Hayes, he comes to my house, and he asked me about my drug use prior to MRC. At that time, I wasn't using drugs. And so he told me, well, he sent me back to MRC and reported on Monday for no new violations, no reasoning whatsoever. I told him, well, I'm working, and I'm doing good now. And he just still told me, well, you're going back because you're using drugs. And I dropped a UA and came back clean. And if you look, my UA is at my last two UAs are at MRC. They work from out on the streets. And I told them, well, I'm going to be working again on Monday. My shoulder's almost healed. I'm doing physical therapy and stuff. And he said, well, I can start working at MRC. I'll be there for 30 to 90 days, which none of that was actuality. MRC does not let you work. MRC does not let you go to any outside doctor's appointments or any of that stuff. And so I have a job whenever I get out with AYS Arizona, and I make good money, $15 an hour, and I work 7 days a week, and I have a place to go, and I messed up, yes, and I have no excuse, I messed up, I started using drugs, but besides using drugs, I was doing good, and if I wouldn't have broke my shoulder, I wouldn't be back right now because I didn't have no time to do nothing else until I broke my shoulder. Because literally all I did was work 7 days a week.
Okay. All right, so, Mr. Guys, it seems like that you were assigned to task on September 19th, 2018, for random urinalysis testers, and under your number 2873, the results were that October 2nd of 2018, you tested positive for THC. And then it looks like on October 8th, you didn't do a sample. And then November 14th, you were positive for meth. And then
It says cocaine tea. You can't ever use cocaine. I think that's a mess. I think it's supposed to be meth because I was using meth.
Okay, then it looks like on December 4th you were positive for meth too. So you got a job and you got out and started working. Looks like under your sanctions on the November 15th, you were staffed by supervisor in regards to your use of THC and meth, and you admitted that you had been using THC and meth and was high yesterday when you were in the office, and then you stated you were doing well until you lost your job when you got hurt. It says now that you feel better, you can get back to work on Monday. You also stated that you missed your classes because you are high. Interventions, it says that you will be sanctioned to MRC for the weekend and continue with your program at CHC. Intervention ended upon completion of CHC, that you completed the program on November 19th, 2018. And then it said you successfully completed sanction and was discharged from MRC on December 3rd, and says that you have been staffed by the unit supervisor in regard to your recent continuous use of meth. And then you refer to MRC for sanctions from December 4th through December 11th, and you went to the MRC substance abuse program, treatment program. Looks like on December 13th, you successfully completed that sanction and was discharged from MRC and not accepted into the MRC substance abuse treatment program due to your unverified medical issues and your aggressive behavior towards staff. Now, I think that's what you were explaining, that you had some medical issues. So did you ever have any doctor's notifications?
Yes, and they didn't let me sign medical. I had to stay on the phone for hours at MRC with the counselor to get medical releases to send to my parole officer, which they did, and also for MRC to get my medical records. And they got my medical records, and my parole officer got my medical records. And as soon as they got my medical records, they discharged me the next day, because they couldn't accept me due to my medical issues. And it says unverified here, but they were verified. And that's why I was there the extra days, was because I was getting verification of my medical issues.
Okay. So Mr. Goss, let me ask you a question. Why you went into these sanction programs, you completed the sanction programs, but you continued to do drugs even after you completed the sanction program twice?
No. Okay. I didn't continue to use drugs whenever I got out of MRC. The first time, until my parole officer on 12-3 was standing, I completed KUA until I got out, but my first meeting with my new parole officer, he told me I have to go back to MRC for 30 to 90 days, and they don't have a 30-day program, it's only a 90-day program, and I asked him why. I just completed the program, and that accounted for all my sanctions. This is on 12-3, but I have no dirty ways up before that. And he says he has enough reason to send me back to prison that I'm going back for 30 to 90 days. I need help. And I said, well, I'm working now. My shoulder's almost better now. And I'm doing stuff to heal my shoulder. Why do I have to go back to MRC now? I just completed it. And he says, well, that was my last parole officer. He's sending me back. And that's that. There's no argument. There's no talking to him out of it. Nothing like that. The paperwork's already done. And he's sending me back. And so I asked him about my medical issues, if I'd be able to go out and stuff like that. He said yes, which that's completely untrue. They wouldn't let me. And so then I went back. That night is never I went and I got high. And so my dirty went on 12-4 because he gave me a day to get my affairs in order. And yes, I did go get high that day because I mean, to be real, I was just like, man, he just wants to send me back to prison for no reason. He has no reason to send me back to MRC. I have no violations. I've already completed sanctions for all my prior violations. I'm working. Why is he sending me back for 30 to 90 days, which it ended up being, he actually signed me up for a 90-day program. He told me it was for 30 to 90, but they don't have a 30-day program.
Okay.
And, but yes, that when I use it, so that UA is at MRC, it says that I took it at CAS or 12-4, but no, that I took that UA at MRC, and at MRC they told me that UA is just for my levels, for they do future UAs, and it's not going to affect my parole whatsoever. I'm not denying that I used that. I used, I messed up right there. Okay. And I wrote you guys letters about this too. And I had my life in order until I broke my shoulder, and everything went downhill. And I would ask you guys to please let me go back on a job. I have family, I have support, I have everything that I need out there.
Okay.
And I won't come back, I won't use.
All right, let me, your parole officer, Mr. Hayes is here. I'm going to give Mr. Hayes an opportunity to come up and respond and present some information.
So. I do have a quick question.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Mr. Quinones?
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. Just a very quick one. Mr. Goss?
Yes, sir.
When was the last time you were seen before this board?
2012, I believe, sir.
Okay, thank you. I wrote it down wrong. I thought it was more recent than that. Thank you, Mr. Johnson.
No, sir.
All right, Mr. Hayes, you just come up and just state your name. Go ahead and present your information, sir.
Parole Officer Sean Hayes.
Okay, and did you have, you just heard Mr. Guys, did you have any information to?
Well, the unverified medical things, I never received myself any documentation of medical history. I've never received to this day anything that prove his medical issues or not. I have not got that.
Okay.
And nothing there for medical. He was removed when I saw him at his house. He was clearly under the influence the very first day when I walked into his house with another partner of mine where he was. It took a good 5 minutes or so to even get him to wake up on the couch to be responsive to me at all. His mom was there. And his mom was also very concerned that he was not, in fact, staying at the house every night, but he would take off and she had no idea where he was. So that was one of the reasons. The reason he went into an inpatient treatment, I had a couple in mind. One was Vivre and one was MRC. At the time, Vivre was full, had no beds. He had no other place to go, and he's already done the CHD program, and it did not work, but he was lapsing back into using meth. Our best option was to lock him down in lieu of prison to get him into the rehab center. Because what MRC does, and I didn't make a mistake with the 30, 90 days, they used to have a 30-day program, but they got rid of that. What they do is they do a sanction program. That's the first one he completed over the weekend. It's not a program, it's merely a timeout. So he completed a timeout program, a little sanction. That's what he completed. Then he completed a sanction. I had a sanction into the referral to the ITH program for when a bed would open up and then there. So he knew going into that program that it could be up to 90 days to be into the program, which he did not complete. The part that he did complete was a sanction. It was like the timeout with no treatment. Now, with the medical issues, I have not received any documentation to be able to verify his statements.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to speak real quick.
Mr. Goss, I'm going to let you speak. Hold on a minute, okay?
Okay, sorry, sir.
Mr. Westley.
Yes, I have some information. It's on the Corona notes. There was an entry made on December 13th by P.O. Murray that states on December 13th, 2018, C.C.O. Murray spoke with C.O. 3 Wilson, C.O. 3 Clemente at MRC, and he stated the defender is very disrespectful and aggressive with staff. CO3 Clemente stated that when the defender was with them last month, he did not have any issues. Now he has a whole list of medical issues. She said when she spoke with Hayes, he told her and the defender that if the defender does not complete the 90-day program, he will be returned to custody because this was his last hope. And he did have a sanction that he needed to complete the inpatient treatment program. So that's the sanction that Mr. Hayes is referring to. As far as the medical issues that were not disclosed until December 13th to the CO3 Clemente. He had a list stating that severely infected tooth need to be pulled, broken shoulder that needed follow-up performing physical therapy, severe brain damage, needed neurophysician care, physical therapy, sciatica, several other things for physical therapy. However, they didn't have this information when he was in MRC. It wasn't until after he completed his sanction program.
You said it's broken shoulder, brain damage. What else, sir?
Sciatica, lower back, pain issue, physical therapy, nerve damage, spreading the face, hands, and legs, physical therapy for his arm. All it says in... in court, but that's another medical issue there.
Okay.
So that was his reasons that he could not be in the program. And so they stayed on there because of the information that the offender told the counselor staff that demanded he had too many health issues to be in the 90-day program.
Okay, all right. Mr. Goss, what did you have to say, sir?
I was just saying that I told them all my issues that I first got there on my first time. It was only a 3-day weekend, and I was going to physical therapy at USA Physical Therapy out in Gilbert for my sciatica, and then I was getting ready to start for my shoulder because it was about 6 weeks and it still wasn't healing. And I mean, you can see my shoulder, you know, I don't know if you guys can see, where I still got a dislocated AC joint, and I was going to physical therapy. I just started, physical therapy was supposed to start the week that I was going to MRC with USA Physical Therapy. And the CL3 Clemente, she got all my medical record releases there, and she said that she emailed them to my parole officer because she got them on like 2 days before they released me from there. And then I signed medical releases for CL3 Clemente at MRC as well. And it was when they got my medical records emailed to them that they said they could not accept me. And she told me that my parole officer, that she emailed all my stuff to my parole officer as well, so they could find a place for me to go to that will accept me, where I can go to places where I can go to my medical appointments that I need. Because MRC does not let you out, period, whatsoever, for anything, only if you have an ambulance there.
Okay. All right, sir. Let me see if the board has any additional questions for you. Seeing no questions coming from the board, Mr. Goss, we're getting ready to go into the discussion where we'll make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision, sir. I'm going to ask you to stay on the phone so you can hear the conversation taking place amongst the board. Then we'll make a decision, and we'll get right back to you with that decision. I need you to stay on the phone, okay?
Okay, thank you, sir.
All right, the board's now going into discussion. We've heard the information from Mr. Goss that we've also heard from his current PO, Mr. Hayes, and that Mr. Goss had been into two separate times that he had went into a sanctioned program at MRC. Both times he completed those programs, and both times he continued to use drugs after he completed that program. According to his PO, Mr. Hayes, he did go to his house on time, and when he was at the house, that he was on drugs at the time that he was at his residence. Says that it took several minutes for him to just wake up in order to be coherent, in order to have a conversation for him. And Mr. Goss himself admits that he continued to use methamphetamine, and the PO advised him that if he didn't complete the 90-day program, that he was going to be violated and taken back into prison, as this was his third time that they had tried to work with him and put him in a program. According to Mr. Goss, he had some injuries, which was, he stated, he had a dislocated AC joint, broken shoulder, brain damage from an injury, lower back pain issue, and nerve damage. However, according to Mr. Hayes and the documentation that they have at the parole office, they never received any documented information that he had received any of these injuries. According to the information in the chrono notes that was given to us, is that he had been in the other two programs and sanctioned at MRC. At no time during the time that he went through either one of his sanctions did any of the issues of his medical issues come up. It wasn't until he had the 90-day treatment program that he had to attend, which was the last program that his PO was trying to work with him on, that these issues came up. I think that Mr. Goss may have some medical issue. However, there has been no documentation of it, but if he had been in an accident where he dislocated his AC joint and had a broken shoulder and brain damage, as well as lower back pain issues and nerve damage, which he may have some of those issues, could be valid issues that he would have, but there would be some documentation I think he would have where he went to the hospital or went to treatment and had some medication. So based on all of this information and looking at it, I just do not see Mr. Goss as being suitable for to go back out on community supervision. He will be released on December 20th of this year. At that time, he won't be on any parole or community supervision. He'll be able to take care of his issues and any issues while he has while incarcerated. He can get those all taken care of. But that's my opinion. I'm willing to listen to the rest of my colleagues. Seeing no comments coming from the colleagues, and I am going to move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Goss, find that he was delinquent, that he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he may have lapsed or was about to lapse, that he violated the terms and conditions of the supervision and had lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or comfortable. That would be my motion.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself. Second by Mr. Quinones. Agreed, Mr. Neal. Agreed, Dr. Wright. Okay, Mr. Goss? Mr. Goss?
Yes, sir.
Sir, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision. You will be released on June 20th of 2019. At that time, sir, you won't be on any parole or community supervision. You'll be free to move about, and hopefully, sir, if you're still having some medical issues, you can get those issues taken care of while you are incarcerated, and when you get out, you can do the follow-up on it that you need to do. And also, sir, while you're there, sir, try to get involved in NA or AA classes so that you can get off the drugs, and hopefully this will be your last time ever having to come before this board. I have any negative contacts with law enforcement. Again, Mr. Goss, I do want to thank you for taking the time and opportunity, sir, for appearing before this board. However, that's going to conclude your hearing at this time. Thank you.
All right. Well, can I just say one thing?
Go ahead, sir.
Whenever he was reading my sanctions and stuff, he had all incorrect information. Only at MRC twice, and it was the second time that they didn't accept me. And it also says right here in my sanctions, the first time I'm going to MRC is because I broke my shoulder and I'm going back to work on Monday. And so that is incorrect. MRC didn't know about my broken shoulder the first time and my second time going there. And they could only accept me in their station program, not in their programs. And I was on medication, I am on medication, okay. And they did know about it both times that I went there, so saying that they didn't know about it. And then also my parole officer, whenever I first got there.
Okay, Mr. Bass, Mr. Bass.
So you're going off wrong information, you're reading the information wrong, okay. And I don't understand why you can just read the information wrong and say it all wrong, and then still decide to keep me in here when the information that you're reading out loud is not the correct information that he even says right here in my paperwork, in
okay,
my sanction.
Mr. Goss.
I completed.
Mr. Goss.
There's no new violation. It says I complete them all with MRC the first time.
Mr. Goss.
No new violation after that.
Mr. Goss. Sir, based on the information that we have and the testimony of the parole officers that we have here, the board has made a determination to revoke your community supervision, sir. That is going to conclude your hearing at this time, Mr. Goss.
Yeah, like
Mr. Goss, Mr. Goss, Mr. Goss, Mr. Goss, that is going to, Mr. Goss, that is going to
conclude. You're misinterpreting what you're reading, and so but what you just said were my violations, were my violations.
Mr. Goss. Mr. Goss, Mr. Goss, that's going to Mr. Goss, that's going to conclude your Mr. Goss, that's Mr. Goss. Sir, please put your CO3 back on the phone.
So this is going to end your hearing. So please put the CO3 back on the phone. Your hearing is over, sir. Please give us the CO3. Please pass the phone back to him, sir.
Man, you guys have a wonderful blessed life. How about that?
And you too, sir. Thank you.